Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 30th, and you are listening to Journey into Passion with me, Anika S. on Everyday Folks Radio. Happy birthday to one of my listeners, Monique Moore Ramos. Enjoy your birthday weekend. For anyone listening for the first time, my name is Anika S. Madison, and I'm not only a Blog Talk Radio show host, I'm also a freelance writer, blogger, and playwright. I am also an upcoming author, screenwriter, inventor, and I will be creating my own line of greeting cards all within the next couple of years. As indicated in the promo, I want my listeners as well as my blog subscribers to be encouraged and inspired each time on my blog and as you listen to this show. I also hope that you have been encouraged to seek opportunities that will help you realize your passion, and every now and then, I'll provide some entertainment just for fun. Welcome to any new listeners, and I thank you to the regular listeners for your continued support. When I first began my journey into my own passion discovery, which is actually connected to my life's purpose, I realized that working my opportunities is a large part of this journey. What do I mean by working my opportunity? Well, here's my three-part answer. Do your research before you present yourself. Those who have received the most opportunities are those that have prepared themselves for that moment. Arm yourself with the knowledge that provides you with the ability to spot the right opportunity. The difference between the person that always seems to get the opportunities and those that don't is often the information that they had and they use to their advantage. Also, not every opportunity is meant for you to pursue. So do your research first before you waste valuable time. And three, be flexible. Things change all the time. The same opportunities that presented themselves in a certain way a year ago may not look the same today. Now, I enjoy writing and creating new ideas. So I thought this would be a great way to start and share it with others when I created the blog at anikamadison.com. On this blog, you're going to find six different categories: the home screen, a to-do list. And now on this to-do list, I post things that you can do in order to move forward on your journey towards discovering your dream. Under the For You category, this is where I have gifts and contests and offers to my subscribers. Please visit my site to find out what my client Capri Johnson and I have for my subscribers on my blog. Storytime is where you will find short stories that I have written. This week you can enjoy part one of The Unexpected Surprise. I added the category Your Progression because I really want to know how you're doing. I hope that your post where you are on your journey and what you're hoping to do. I believe that you can inspire others, and I hope that you use this as a place to commit yourself to this process. And finally, you can find out more about me under the About Me category. Today is the first time I am adding an additional show to my regularly scheduled programming. Nerissa Street will return shortly for part two of our interview. She has some new and exciting things to talk about, so please make sure you stay tuned today. If you heard our last show together, you know that this is something you don't want to miss. To speak to Nerissa or myself, you can do so by calling 347-539-5372 or email me at anikapassionjourney@gmail.com. That's anikapassionjourney@gmail.com. I decided on this particular email address because it fits in with the show and my life. I am actually on a journey towards my passions, and I would like to hear about your journeys as well. So in addition to today and every other show, anytime you feel like emailing me at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com, please feel free to do so, and I will read the emails on my next show. If you're calling into the show today, we don't have a separate call-in line yet, so if I bring you on the show and you just want to listen, just say, just listening. If you're too shy, you don't have to say anything. But if you do have a question or comment, please let me know. BJ Speaks returns to tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the topic will be Quest for Relevancy. I'm looking forward to hearing all about what he'll be talking about tomorrow. Now, as always, Dr. Billy Jones will be presenting a thought-provoking and inspiring hour that you don't want to miss. You can catch the show every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Everyday Folks Radio. Billy created this network after writing his book, Everyday Folks, Short Stories on the Common People. It is a fascinating look into the lives of people that you would not normally have met. After reading this book, you'll be glad you did meet him. You can purchase this book by logging onto his website at billypauljones.com. It could also be purchased wherever books are sold. Also, tune in to the Hear the Ladies that come on every other Friday on this network. On July 29th, the ladies announced that the name of their show had changed from A Daily Dose of K-Pop to now Keeping Up with K-Pop. On this show, you will get a glimpse into the fascinating culture of Korean pop. We're growing here at the Everyday Folks Radio. Within the next couple of months, you will begin to see this growth in many different ways, so make sure you stay tuned. Now, last Saturday, I ended with this month's series with people pursuing multiple passions, and I want to thank Joseph Stevens for helping me wrap up this series. If you missed the interview, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/everydayfolksradio. And hear his interview, as well as Leslie Green Major's interview that was done on the prior show. Both Joe and Leslie provided some amazing, quotable information that you need to make sure you check out. Now, here are some exciting things that I have planned for my upcoming shows in the months of August and September. I'm excited because in August, I'll be beginning weekly shows. On the Everyday Folks Radio. I'm always looking for ways to encourage my listeners and blog followers, and I want you to be inspired. And that's why I decided that to add these various series and interviews so that all of you will have the opportunity to do just what this network was designed for, to hear from everyday folks that are doing extraordinary things, and additionally, on this show to learn from them as they discuss how they are going after their own passions. I want to bring in others that are following their passions to get different points of view on what they are doing in order to reach their dreams. The information I personally offer on this show and on my blog is based on my own life lessons and wisdom that I've gained over the years. And so I want to offer information from subject matter experts in various areas that I hope will help you as you go on your different journeys. I have been so fortunate to have opportunities to meet such great people, some of which you have heard from on past interviews. And I want you to continue to meet others that I have come across as well. Each one of these people have wonderful stories. Each of them are passionate about what they're doing, and each of them has some great information to share that I know will inspire you. On this show, on my next show, on August 6th, I will be joined by professor and vocal art coach, Dr. Cindy Milligan. Now, Cindy is going to be launching the Milligan Vocal Arts Institute. And she'll be launching it in August, so that's why I want to make sure that she comes on the show to start talking about it. Then, on August the 13th, singer, actress, and playwright Demetria Harris will let us know about the future launches of her own plays as well as many of the productions that she has been a part of that launched this year, including a role in an upcoming movie that's due to be released in 2017. Now, mark your calendars, because August the 20th, you officially have more time for a chance to experience a $250 product for free. Nerissa Street will return in order to showcase one of her many talents as a story expert. The show will be called Transform Your Story, and Nerissa has graciously agreed to take your story and transform it. I love this idea because it fits right into what I'm doing on my show, Journey into Passion with Anike S. One of the biggest goals on this show is to show you how your journey towards your passion can lead you into an amazing life. Please go to my blog at anikemadison.com and post, "I want my story transformed," under today's show post. Make sure to include your full name and email information. On my blog, viewers are only going to see the name of the person that wants to enter. They're not going to see your personal information. At that time, when I receive your email, receive your post, you will receive an email with a form to complete and send to Nerissa. The deadline to submit your form will be midnight, August 15th, and you will hear the story transformations on the air August 20th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Three stories will be chosen. This is going to be a fascinating show. Remember, this is a $250 offer that we're offering right here on Journey into Passion with Anike S. for free. So make sure you take advantage of it. I will end the month of August with seven-time published author and life coach Steve Leibowitz. Now, Steve and I have something very special for the August 27th show. I will talk more about it on upcoming shows. September will be the interviewing phase of my health and fitness series. I am planning on some great things for this month. Now, September 3rd will kick off the series, and I'm still in the planning stages for that show. Then the following Saturday, I'm going to be at a conference, but I will return on September 17th with Nerissa Street and Shanette Dean. We are going to premiere our monthly show on that date. So mark your calendars for September 17th, because that is going to be a fun show. I will end the month of the health and fitness series on September 24th. Now, this date marks the end of the 90-day jumpstart to great health. I'm planning a lot of fun things for you to enjoy that day. For more information on upcoming shows, please visit my website at anikemadison.com. I also want to share some other things I have coming up. In addition to my radio show and blog at anikemadison.com, I am writing an ebook, which will be a series of books that will follow the stories of different characters as they pursue their passions. And I'm also going to have some other fun things to share as well. Stay tuned for more information on that book. I'm also venturing into the world of copywriting, which is persuasive writing and a form of advertising. And I used my skills that I gained video script writer and marketing writer for the Gilmore marketing group. So, and also make sure that you get a copy of the July issue of the Miami-based The Gospel of Truth magazine, where I'm a freelance contributor. Now for my grateful moment. I am so grateful, again, to all the people that I have come in contact with, including Nerissa Street and my client, Capri Johnson. Now, you can see more information on the Black Tongue Clothing at her website at blacktongueclothing.bigcartel.com. And you can also see more information on Nerissa at beyourownanswer.com. Please support entrepreneurs and small businesses. If you're just tuning in, welcome to Journey into Passion with me, Anike S., on the Everyday Folks Blog Radio Network. Today, I am interviewing author and playwright and performer Nerissa Street. If you'd like to speak to Nerissa or myself, please call 347-539-5372 or email me at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com. And now I'm going to bring on Nerissa Street. Hello, Nerissa.
Hi, Anike. How are you?
I am awesome. I am so glad that you took the time. I know that you're at a conference, so I want to thank you for taking the time to come on today.
No worries. We're actually at lunch right now. We're eating a really, really wonderful lunch. And so I'm excited to be able to sneak into a room and call in.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, now, I want to start out, I know we have a lot to talk about, but the thing I want to start out with is Girls Call the Shots, because this is something that's really exciting. So tell everybody about Girls Call the Shots.
Okay, so Girls Call the Shots is a teen girls filmmaking camp, and our mission is to empower teen girls to be leaders in film and media, by immersing them in a full film production process. So we have two ways that we do that. We have our four-week movie in a month camp, and we also have workshops called Film Media Labs. And so actually we're in the midst of a media lab right now that we're working on this summer.
Wow. How many girls do you have?
Well, you know, what's great about the Media Lab is it's an open program, and so we have a fluctuating amount of girls who come in. It's a drop-in program, so whoever shows up is who we serve. We have a group of consistent girls who we've been working with, though, so it's been interesting. We've got some girls who come in on and off, and then we've got our steady Eddies who beg their parents to bring them every week.
Now, I've been seeing some things on Facebook. It looks like some of these girls are actually starting some projects.
Yeah, actually, the girls are, we actually have been filming and shooting, and the girls are making mini docs. I like to call them mini films. They're even shorter than, you know, normally a short film is anything under 15 minutes. And so these girls are actually we're working on stories, and they're making kind of mini shorts. So we have 2 to 3 minute long movies that they're working on right now. I mean, it's a really great program, because our goal really is to use storytelling and digital media in a way that empowers them to raise their self-esteem level and empowers them to tell fresh new stories that haven't been told yet.
That is awesome. I love this idea, and I'm so glad that you started this. And so I'm sure that the girls are very excited. How long does this Teen Media Camp last?
The last day is August 4th, so for those who are listening, we do it every Thursday, and so the Thursday coming up is our last Thursday. What's also interesting is that on that particular Thursday, and I'm hoping that your listeners will send us some positive energy, we have been invited to present at a grant panel workshop. So we've been applying for grants for this program, and our grant was accepted, but it's under review at this point. And so the panel that is reviewing our grant has invited us to present at their panel review, and the time and the date is actually right in the middle of our program. So
wow.
I don't know if... if your listeners are a praying group, I think it could be seen as inconvenient, but I'm choosing to see it as a wonderful opportunity for us to gain support. So I'm taking the teenagers that I've been working with, I'm going to take them to the panel with me so that they can understand the things that are at stake for our program.
That is exciting. That is exciting. So what's the age range of the
school? We are looking for girls between the ages of 14 to 19. We do have a girl who's a little bit younger in our program, and that's because her sister, who falls within our age range, is there. And the sister begged for their, the older sister begged for her younger sister to be a part of it.
Oh, nice.
So our target goal is 14 to 19. And our goal with 14 to 19-year-olds, teenagers, is we really want to serve as an alternative to the images, the stories in the media that our teen girls are really being just barraged with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are you working with...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask, are you working this camp by yourself or do you have a team?
Well, that's a great question. So this is our first year, and this is actually a test. And the camp, I'm the main facilitator, but I've worked with people who are also experts in certain aspects of filmmaking. So last week we were excited to have professional sound services, which is a company that serves filmmakers and their audio needs. We had one of their representatives come out and speak with the girls and take the girls through a sound adventure so that they could capture sound for their film. We're looking at other organizations that serve the filmmaking community to come in and work with our girls. They are hungry to learn how to tell stories. They are grateful to have equipment in their hands, and they're grateful to have mentorship. So we're looking for women especially who are leaders in the community, who think that teen girl mentorship is important and are willing to help our girls tell stories by being examples of leading women. We're also looking for men who are supportive of this kind of programming. And like, say, for instance, the person who came out from Professional Sound Services was a man, and he thought that what we were doing was incredible. And so we are looking for mentors who really understand the urgency in getting teen girls to understand and to start controlling the media that is being presented.
Wow, that is awesome. And I hope, now this is not going to be the last time you're going to have this camp. You're going to try to do this again?
Well, that's what the grant is about. The grant is to help us go into our full-scale four-week movie in a month program in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so,
So
we're hoping to identify venues that are willing to have us there for a full month. We're hoping to identify partners who will help us transport the girls to their locations where they're doing the filmmaking. We're going to be doing casting calls, so we're, of course, looking for actors who are willing to work with the girls and their new stories. Of course, we're looking for teachers as well as adult actors. And we're looking for women and men who are willing to support the camp by sending us their girls.
Wow. Now, where can people find more information on Girls Call the Shots?
Well, Girls Call the Shots lives at www.girlscalltheshots.org. If people are really inspired and want to hear more about it, they can go to that site. If they want to make donations, of course, they can make tax deductible donations at that site as well. They can reach out to me personally at beyourownanswer.com. And of course, you know, you and I are connected in EK. So if you, if one of your listeners reaches out to you, of course, you know, they can connect with you directly, and you can forward them to me. I am definitely open to all kinds of support for this program. We have a real nice cadre of mentors who have signed on. And we're really hoping that the community sees the value. More so, we're excited that the teens see the value, because there's no reason for me to be doing a program like this if it doesn't have any value for the teens. And at our last session, the teens, I mean, really just kind of accosted me and said, okay, we know that next week is the last week, but are you going to do this again? And you know, where can we find you afterwards? Can we give you our school, and then you'll come to our school? So they're finding value in it. For me, the upside of that is what they're not realizing. And what they're not realizing is that they're being given alternatives to the negative media that they're being exposed to. And with me having to twist their arm, they're creating the answer to it. They are the ones who are creating, they're the ones who are spreading the new stories and becoming more confident in their own voices. And so, you know, what they're getting from it is something that makes everything that we're doing worthwhile.
This is just an incredible idea, an incredible program. I'm so glad you're doing this. And you can also, I'm going to have more information on my site as well at nikmadison.com. I just want to get the word out as much as possible, because this is just an incredible program. Congratulations to you and the girls.
Oh, thank you. I mean, what I'd really like to offer your listeners is this. We, all of us, you know, Girls Call the Shots is really my way of making storytelling impactful for our next generation. But each one of us has a gift to offer the world, just like you are offering your gift, Anike, with your radio show. Each one of us has a gift to offer the world. And I'm hoping that while they're listening to your program, that they are feeling inspired to do the work that they feel called to do. All of us have the capability of doing it. I'm excited to be at the conference that I'm at right now. And it's a group of us who are leaders, thought leaders in our field. We're getting together to figure out exactly how we can be better at the work and how we can make more impact. And so I'm excited to be here, but I want your listeners to understand that if they have a gift that they feel compelled to offer to the world, that they're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, there's a wonderful, wonderful community that's waiting for them to embrace who they are. So I'm really excited that you are part of that, and that you've invited me to speak to your listeners.
Thank you so much. That's one of the things that I love about yourself and other people that I'm bringing on the show, is that you know that it's important to continue to grow. Nobody knows everything. And so the fact that you're attending these conferences and that you're learning from other people, and I just love that, and I think it's awesome. And what's the name of the conference that you're at right now?
The conference I'm at is the leader of the new schools. And it's run by Ebony Bryant, and let me see. I'm actually going to see if I can have her to give you guys a little bit of a shout out. Ebony, can you shout out the folks on the radio? I'm giving you a shout out. Say hi.
Hey, folks on the radio.
Okay, so. So, it's a wonderful conference. I'm really happy to have been invited here. And what's great is that it's one of many opportunities that we as thought leaders have to get together. My goal this year is to support as many thought leaders as possible in getting their stories out. So I have several places that I'm doing public speaking. Mm-hmm. And hopefully if your audience is open, they'll come, they'll hear, they'll be inspired, and they'll have the motivation to take action on their own dreams as well.
Awesome. I will definitely, yeah, once you get that information, definitely let me know, because I will definitely have it on my website and direct people to your site as well as those speaking engagements come up.
Oh, sure. Well, there's a couple that I can – oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to let people know that if you're just tuning in, welcome to Journey into Passion with me, Anika S., on the Everyday Folks Blog Radio Network. Today I'm interviewing author, playwright, performer, and speaker, Narissa Street. If you would like to speak to Narissa or myself, please call 347-539-5372 or email me at anikapassionjourney@gmail.com. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Well, one has been confirmed. There's one in September that hasn't quite been confirmed yet, so I'm not going to speak about it. But the one that has been confirmed is in October. And that's in Minneapolis. I'll be speaking at a conference called Breaking Ground, and it's sponsored by an organization called ArtSpace. And it's a wonderful opportunity to share how artists can make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's October. That conference, I think, is from the 12th or the 13th through the 15th.
Okay.
And yeah, and there are other things that are going on right now that because I don't have a contract in my hand, I am not going to see them publicly.
Right.
But once I get the contract, I'll let people know. So if people wanted me to come out and speak, there's a couple of things that I speak on, and one of those things is maximizing your story so that you can see the right audience in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I speak about is something called charming the gatekeepers. So how to allow yourself as a professional to break down the barriers.
Okay.
You know,
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, if you're seeing yourself hitting some walls in your career, there's a reason you're hitting those walls. And I am speaking from experience. I am somebody who's probably hit every wall somebody can hit in their career. And every one of those walls has a lesson. And I've gotten past those. And, of course, there's still some that are yet to be broken. But of the ones that I've gotten past, I've learned some very valuable lessons. And I'm very excited to share them. So something I like to call charming the gatekeepers, how to get past the barriers in your industry. And the principles that I've discovered apply to any industry. So not just the industries that I work in, but they really apply to any industry. And I'm hoping to be able to share that message as much as possible. And also, of course, how to get your story out there, how to use your story to raise your professional level. That's something that I'm very, very passionate about. And students, anybody of any age who wants to teach students, I want to teach you how to teach them. So if you are someone who finds yourself that you would like to spread a message and you'd like to get your message out there, there are some ways that people need to spread their message that they're not doing. So they get up in front of an audience and they don't take the best advantage of the situation that's in front of them, and they waste their audience's energy and time. So I am a demon about that. If somebody is giving me your energy, if someone is giving me your time, I want to make sure that you're getting what you need from me. So I'm very willing to teach other people how to do that.
That is awesome. Now that brings, because I know you don't have much time, I definitely want to talk about Transform Your Story, because on August 20th, you're going to be coming back, and we're going to have you on as the story expert. So talk to our audience and let us know how that show is going to unfold.
Okay, sure. So if your audience wants to use their story in a way to elevate them in their industry, they should call in. If your audience has an event, an incident, something that happened to them in their lives that they can't get past and that is blocking them from moving forward, from making forward progress, they should call in. If your audience has a business and it has a service or a product and they're just not finding that they're making any traction, they're just not finding that they're finding the right customers, they should call in. All of that can be solved by leveraging your story. And there are principles that I'm willing to share with people on how to best leverage their story. We only have a few more minutes, and I know when your listeners call in August, they'll only have a few minutes, but I'll give them as much as I can, and I will give them the principles that they can use to move their lives forward, to move their business forward, to move their cause forward.
Wow.
Anyone who calls in for that show, if they call in and they fill out, you have a form that you can send to your listeners who decide that they want to have their story transformed. Any one of those who fills out that form and allows me to work with them live on your radio show will get a free download from me. Be irresistible to the...
I think we missed that. A free what?
A free download from me. So a free ebook.
Okay.
The download from me, Be Irresistible to the Media, 6 Steps to Getting Your Cause Good Press. I am someone who consistently gets features in the mainstream news, and that's because there's certain principles that I follow.
Wow.
So I make sure that you're
incredible.
If your audience wants that resource, I want to make sure that they can get it. Okay.
Awesome. That is
okay.
Thank you so much. That is awesome. You have to go. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the conference.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity, Anike. And thanks to your listeners for listening in, and I hope you really understand, all of your listeners, I hope all of the listeners really understand the value that you bring. I'm very grateful for you, Anike, and looking forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. That was incredible. Now, I just want to backtrack here and let you know what just happened. Not only are you going to get a $250 product from Narissa, but she's also going to give you a free ebook download for participating in this show. That's quite a lot. So I really hope that you take advantage of this. And again, you can find out more information at my blog at anikemadison.com. That is AnikeMadison.com. I'm going to have all the information there, and I really, really hope you take advantage of this incredible offer. Now, while we're on the topic of transforming your story, I really want to make sure that you take advantage of this is because it goes right along with what I'm doing here. When we're talking about journey into passion, we're doing and we're transforming ourselves, and we're coming into who we really want to be and as we work towards our dreams. So this is perfect. This is the perfect way to really change your story, because a lot of times people, they come on, they start their journeys, they start thinking about their passions, they start thinking about what they want to do, but they don't really realize what they're capable of. So and on this show, Transform Your Story, that's one of the things I think you're going to find out. You're going to find out what you're capable of, because it's not always, you don't always think that there's certain things that you can do that you may, as you grow along and you grow in your process, you're going to find out that you can do more than you think. That's one of the greatest lessons that I'm learning while I'm on my own journey. I can do a lot more than I think. I'm stronger than I think, and I'm more courageous than I think. And that's one of the reasons why I started doing this show and taking this leap on this show as well as my blog, because I wanted to show myself that I'm stronger than I think, I know more than I think, and I wanted to be an inspiration to all of you to show you that you can do the same. Now, we have about 20 more minutes left on the show, so if you're just tuning in, you just missed a great interview with my good friend, Narissa Street. If you want to hear the playback for the show, please make sure to visit my blog next week at anikmadison.com, and I'll let you know when that is available. Okay, I have an announcement. I would like to add a new segment on my show that will involve you, the listener. My plan is to start the next show with a segment called My Top Three. In this segment, I will be showcasing the first three listeners who post how they're pursuing their passions and the great things that they're doing on my blog after today's show and throughout the week. If you want to be a part of that list, please go to my blog at anikmadison.com, add your information under today's show post, and the first three listeners to do this will be a part of my top three on a future show. The first person to post will be the top spot and have their name read and what they're doing on Billy Jones' show, BJ Speaks. Billy draws quite a nice sized audience, but you want to make sure that you're number one, because you never know who's listening. In fact, one of the guests on one of my shows ended up with a speaking engagement after being on my show. So take advantage of this opportunity, and take advantage of the opportunity that Narissa's offering and the other many opportunities that I will be offering on this show. I'm doing this all for you. Now, the start of this segment, the top three, will be up to you. If I get enough people to enter, I will announce it in the near future and let you know which show date will feature the top three. Then tune in the next day at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to BJ Speaks on Everyday Folks Radio in order to hear who won the top spot. Now, as I mentioned earlier, my next article in the July issue of the Gospel Truth magazine I will have an article in the July issue of the Gospel Truth magazine. That's what I wanted to say. Here are some of what I wrote. I hope this will inspire you as you go forward on your individual journeys towards your passion. It is not enough to do a little here and a little there on what I like to call your passion path. Every step has to be a purposeful one. From the first step to the last, you need to do the following. Number one, do your research. It is important to know what is necessary to reach your ultimate goal. Number two, learn something new. In your research, discover new things. Growth is essential when you are part of this important path. Never take new steps being the same person. You need to experience some form of growth before you continue the next step. Share what you've learned. Even if you have not reached the finish line yet, take some time to share what you learned so far. Be the help that you wish you could have, and watch the help that you currently need become one of your resources. Always be prepared for opportunities. You never know when someone needs the very thing you have to offer. When you feel you are ready to present yourself, have your business cards and your portfolios and your resumes ready to go. Do not wait one more minute to move. If you are ready, you are ready. Make the move. Number 6, failures are things that just don't work out. Learn from any mistakes that were made. If no mistakes were made at all, then it's just something that wasn't meant to be. Lesson learned, keep it moving. You can see more of this article in the July issue of the Gospel Truth magazine, available in many churches in the South Florida area. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about this historical week. I'm going to share something that I wrote about this momentous occasion. In 2008, we celebrated the day a man whom we felt truly cared about the people he served accepted the nomination to become our president. In January of the following year, a lot of us cried with joy as we watched the history unfold before our eyes when the same great man took the oath of office. Some tears flowed from the eyes of civil rights leaders, men and women who've lived through Jim Crow, and even a century of injustice. Most of the world took to the streets in celebration of a historical moment. In 2016, we had the same chance to witness that history again as the glass ceiling shatters all around us. I watched as women who have lived through the inability to vote, to the young girls who see it possible to run for the highest office, shed even more tears as they witnessed another historical moment during the last night of the Democratic Convention. Did anyone see the beautiful array of skin tones that filled the arena during this week's Democratic Convention? Did you see the African-American current president of the United States hugging the possible future woman president of the United States? Did you hear the powerful speech from our African-American first lady? Did you hear our future woman president, the possible president, speak on the injustices that plague the African-American community? Did you hear her speak on the injustices that plague our Hispanic brothers and sisters that are trying not to have a wall separate their families? Did you hear the inclusion and not separation? Did you hear the love and not the hate? I hope you did. It was a beautiful thing. I want to leave you with some things to think about when it comes to pursuing your passion. Today's closing thoughts come straight from my blog at nikemadison.com. This one is called, Which Voice Will You Listen To? What if several entrepreneurs failed? Someone told you to give up and gave you some applications for some dead-end jobs. What if you come in contact with another person that told you they like your tenacity and extends the hand of opportunity? Would you shake the hand of opportunity? Which voice would you listen to? What if you are a former gangbanger and someone told you that you will always be a thug? What if the very next person you see tells you that the college degree you hold will help change your life? Which voice would you listen to? What if you were a D student that had trouble learning and someone told you that you would never get into college? What if you met a great teacher that saw the problem, helped you become an A student, and in the 11th grade gave you some college applications? Would you fill out the applications? Which voice would you listen to? Many times in life, the direction you take depends on the voice you listen to. There are opportunities waiting for you to make a decision. So the final question is, which voice are you going to listen to? Here's one of my more popular blogs called Learn from Winners. I like to read the work of others that are doing what I want to do in the future. I also like to read the work of those that are doing what I want to do, what I am doing right now. I mostly read the short stories of those in my writing group when we have our writing competition. Shout out to the Writers Hangout, by the way, for any of you who are listening. I also read stories from other websites, and I have a lot of things going on, so after I've completed all of my daily tasks, I do my best to carve out some time to read. I also read books that inspire me, like Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, and Damon John's The Power of Growth. I always want to be inspired and learn from those who have pursued their passions, worked their opportunities, and now are experiencing great success. As a writer, I believe in addition to reading the works of other writers, you should also read things that inspire you and help you to grow. I look at winners as those who are doing what they love on a daily basis and living great lives. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're extremely wealthy. It just means that they are living the life they were meant to live and loving it. That is winning to me, and I am striving for that every day. The great wealth, well, that's an extra added bonus. If you want to have a certain life, learn from those that are winning at life. It will only be a matter of time before you begin to live that life as well. Be encouraged. Now, this I'm about to read. I got a lot of views on this one, and so I definitely wanted to make sure that I shared this one with you as well. It's called Doing What You Love. There is nothing like doing what you love. I had an amazing experience today. I went to Broward College, Miramar West location, and spoke about passion, gifting, and working your opportunity. In the middle of speaking, I realized that this is a big part of what I was meant to do. I always love encouraging people, and I believe I was meant to inspire. Today was confirmation of both, and I couldn't be happier. When you discover what you were meant to do and you walk in it, nothing like it. And I had a few stumbles here and there, but that happens when you start doing this for the first time. But overall, it went well. And I'm very thankful to Dr. Billy Jones for hosting this event, and I look forward to doing more of the same. I posted this after speaking at my first speaking engagement, and this experience led me to the title of the show, Journey into Passion with Anika S. And I am just so glad that I took that leap. It was a scary leap, and I was nervous, but everything went well. And you always know that you've touched somebody when somebody responds to you. And I had an amazing conversation with a beautiful young lady after the speech. And I really hope that what we talked about really inspired her. It looked like it did. I hope it does. And I hope it did, because she got a lot out of the speech. And she wasn't even, the best thing about it is that she wasn't even supposed to be at that particular speech. She just came by, saw me speaking, saw the topic, and thought this is something that she needed to know. And afterwards, she came up, and we had a great conversation. Those are the things that really inspired me to continue to do this, because I want to be able to inspire people and encourage people as I encourage and inspire myself. We're in this journey together. That's the whole idea of the show. That's the whole idea of my blog. We're in this together. So I want to hear from you, just like you hear from me every week and on my blog and on this show. Starting in August, you'll hear from me every week. And finally, one of my most popular posts, Just Take the First Step. Today, I want to offer some encouragement to those who have not started their journey yet. You cannot fail at what you never started. Sometimes we take ourselves out of our success due to the fear of just not trying. A try is never a failure. Take a chance on you. You are worth it. You don't have to make any big decisions today, like quitting your job or moving. All you need to do is find out where your passion is and do what you need to do in order to make it a reality. Hopefully, in the process, you will also find out how to get paid for working that passion. You can imagine, can you imagine having your passion as your career? Monday mornings will surely look a whole lot different. Take a step towards your passion today. Then do something that makes you smile. Then do both of those things again tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. I sincerely hope that you got a lot out of this show today, and I sincerely hope that you got a lot out of what Narissa is talking about. I am so excited because starting September 17th, in fact, Narissa will be joining me, as well as our dear friend Shanette Dean, on our first show together. We're going to be doing a monthly show. We don't know what it's going to be called yet, but when we talked last time, it went so well, and it was so much great energy and so much great information that just had to have these ladies back. So we decided that once a month, we're going to get together and we're going to talk. So starting September 17th, make sure you tune in at that moment. And also, I want to thank Dr. Billy Jones again for this opportunity and many opportunities. As I told you earlier, we're going to be growing a lot, and you're going to be seeing some more things from myself as he's giving me more opportunities to show my work and to shine, as well as the other ladies at the on the other show, Keeping Up with K-Pop. This is just a great platform that he has created, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. And I hope that you're enjoying all the programming that has been created for this show for you. Now, a couple other things that I wanted to let you know that are coming up for me is that I wrote a play called Dream Lessons, and I hope to see it go up by the end of this year or early next year. And I'm writing a movie version of this play. Now, the other things that I write are, some of them are entertaining, just like the short story that you can read under Storytime. It's called The Unexpected Surprise on my blog. But sometimes I write things because I'm inspired or I'm angered by something. And that's what happened before I wrote the play Dream Lessons. I wrote it because I was frustrated about what's going on with our young black men. And I'm frustrated because there's a generation of people out there that really need to understand what it took before them to get to where they are now. I'm so proud to see that there are more young people that are starting to realize that, but there's still a large group of young people that don't. So I really look forward to seeing this production come out. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the movie because the movie is a lot more detailed. But it's basically about a young African-American kid, teenager, who just doesn't understand what has happened before him and really doesn't care too much about black history. In this production, he's going to soon find out just how important things really are. So stay tuned for more. I'm going to be talking about that more in upcoming shows, as well as my other work that you can expect within this year and the next year. Thank you so much for taking the time out today. I really hope that you have found some inspiration, and I hope that you have a great weekend. You have been listening to Journey into Passion with me, Anika S., on Everyday Folks Blog Radio Network. If you have any questions or comments on the show for me or Narissa, please email me at anikepassionjourney@gmail.com, and I will have answers for you on the next show as well as on my website. Now, my next show is going to air on August 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be talking to Dr. Cindy Milligan when I launch People Launching Their Own Passions. And Dr. Cindy Milligan will be launching her business, the Milligan Vocal Arts Institute. So we'll be talking about that and so much more. And make sure you go to my blog at nikmadison.com for more information on upcoming shows. And I'm also going to have the information for Narissa on my blog as well. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to BJ Speaks on the Everyday Folks Radio. And every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keeping Up with K-Pop will air every other Friday, and their next show will be on August 12th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you again for taking time out of your day to listen to my show. Until next time, this is Anika S., hoping you have a great weekend and experience great success on your journey into your passions.